It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on a Thanksgiving week, a short week for a lot of people. I know my kiddos are out of school for the entire week.
How does that happen now?
It's all break.
But do you remember when we only got Friday off?
I remember when we only got summer break and winter break.
Yeah, exactly. But for Thanksgiving, you got Thanksgiving
then
Friday off.
Thursday, Friday, yep.
And now they have the whole week, and sometimes the week before, just so teachers can get
Jeez. Yeah, I'm sure everybody will text in with their specific district. You don't have to do that, but the one that we're in, yeah, it's all week.
Man.
So, I know.
And then what do you do with
and
the kiddos?
It's bad. Well, you go and get braces put on them today.
Oh, that's right.
My son's got to go this morning and get braces on, and they're thinking like 2 years.
That's all right.
Poor
you look
me.
Good.
Last night he was like smiling. He's like, take a picture of me so I can remember what I look like.
Yeah, but then I'll see him when they're all straight and perfect.
Yeah.
And his pearly whites look so great.
He was eating gum like crazy this weekend. Gummy bears.
That's what would make me sad. All the food you can't eat, especially
poor
the gummy
buddy.
Bears.
Can't have fried chicken, Katie.
Don't worry, Reed. I'll eat the gummy bears for you.
Oh, there
you
Lord knows she will.
I'll take one
Lord
for the
Lord
team.
Lord knows she will. Oh, gosh. Well, let's dive into a trending report. Katie, what's going on locally, girlfriend?
Remember when we talked about the cupcake caper?
Vaguely.
Yes.
Yeah, right? The homie would break into bakeries and then just steal cupcakes and different pastries when he couldn't get money. Like, he was found.
What a funny thing
to
do.
I know.
Right?
Like, they found. And here's the thing. He still caused damage. So he, like, broke windows and doors and stuff so he could get into these places.
Frosting!
Well, he found out there was no money to take. And then when he found that out, he took a whole tray of carrot cake cupcakes at one point. And
it sounds like he's just, like, mad about it. He's like, well, I'm taking these cupcakes then. I can't take your money.
I can't get money. And well, here's the thing. He did this to 13 different businesses. So
what?
He caused $13,000 in damages and stole $4,000 worth of property on
what
his
a
little
jerk.
Well, yeah, and they were looking for him for a
Did
minute.
They, get him?
They finally caught
35-year-old
Adrian Grigg. And again, he is now on suspicion of 13 counts of second degree burglary. So
good.
It's like Hansel and Gretel, they just followed the crumbs.
They sure did. Well, again, when he did it that many times, it's like, what do you expect? You're gonna get caught.
You will.
Like,
somebody's gonna talk. You know,
somebody's...
all your buddies are gonna be like, dude, why do you have all these cupcakes at your house?
Yeah.
Is there some sort of hotline I could call about you?
Weird, even for you to have all these pastries.
It's
so, anyway, they did find him, and now he's looking at some jail time.
Good.
Also, Casa Bonita is looking at unionizing. The Cliff Divers are now like, we need to join a union.
The Cliff Divers Union.
Yes, exactly. But it makes sense, right? Because they do perform. I mean, when you think about it, this is an actual legit profession for the people who work at Casa Bonita. And I know we laugh because it's the founders of South Park and everything that completely renovated it, but they're taking things seriously. If you think about all the money and time that they've invested into this business to
they
make it
to.
Legit, they have to because it was really in crumbles, but this is just a part of that. And, you know, it's not a knock on Casa Bonita at all because they're behind it. They're like, we want to make sure that everything is on the up and up. So this whole story about them unionizing is actually a good thing. And yeah, Casa Bonita is really covering all their bases in every ways that they can.
When I was there, I'm trying to think. I think it's like every 15 minutes they're out there doing their little tricks and spins and dunking each other and stuff. So they do put in some major time.
They do.
In and out of the water, in and out.
We
and
have to go
dangerous.
Play in the water.
I know. Aww. There is that.
They have to dive in the water.
Like some of the things like, that they
do.
They
like they were born.
They
Katie.
Climb up the side, you know, and then they backflip into the water and like one false move and.
They'll belly flop.
You have a red tinge to that water. But
well, and that's just the cliff divers. It's also the performers. There's a lot of just, you know, just singing
all
and
right.
people who are very talented who perform at Casa Bonita. And it looks like now they're putting their money where the mouth is. And unions
where their
good
sopapilla is.
Yeah, where their sopapilla is. Raise that flag for Casa Bonita. It's good news coming. They're very serious, Josh.
I would
very
jump
serious.
Off that waterfall they for are. Some sopapillas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have still not been there. Like, they keep sending me the email that I need to make reservation.
Go
and
do
I was
it.
Like, no, I, like, oh. listen. Yeah, I'm
okay,
going to wait
mind,
until
don't.
All of it dies down. I'm going to wait
until... It will never
until,
die down.
Well,
just
until
go.
You don't have to make the reservation. You can
no,
just roll up
just
to that
go.
Pink castle like the olden days. Where
it'll never happen.
No?
Just go.
You think I need to make a reservation for the rest of my life?
Yeah, go. Just make your little reservation and go
I
in.
I was just going to wait for everything to die down. Oh, and then
I'll go with you, Katie. I haven't been since I was
of
like 6 years
people.
Old.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's go.
Josh
you
and
need
I,
to go.
Look at a second date with Josh. Yay.
We're getting a second date. First one went well, man. First one went really well. We dunked chicken in a lot of sauce.
And I didn't gross him out.
Wait until you get the honey on her fingers.
I was beyond impressed with how well she handled the hot chicken. So yeah, we'll get a second date.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Sticky
I'm
fingers.
I'm impressive. See?
What else you got locally? Anything else?
Oh, that's it. Those two stories. That's what I bring for
that's
this
it.
Monday.
Yeah. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. Speaking of, we're going to play Josh's Thanksgiving song here in 5 minutes or so. So we'll do that. The story out this morning talking about how many calories the average American is going to eat this Thanksgiving. And they say that it's not too bad, about 2,092 calories.
Oh.
Really does not seem
not
that
terrible,
bad.
No.
Then they say some people just aren't kidding themselves. 14% of people are planning on eating over 3,000, and 4% are planning to eat over 5,000
calories.
Okay,
there's my people. There's my people. I was going to say, wait, 2,000, that's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, 5,000 calories, yeah. That's a lot
what?
Of eating.
Oh, we're hanging up by the desserts.
But
that's
I wonder
that
if that
happens.
Is broken down, like, by the hour. Like, if that's 5,000 throughout the whole day, or, like, in a one-hour meal sitting.
Wow.
That you're just sitting there. I wonder. He wondered aloud if, like, yeah. Where all that is broken down, you know?
5,000 in an hour? You're even impressing me. Like,
yeah.
Because
you know you go back, too. Like, you'll eat your meal there in the afternoon. Everybody sits around and watches yeah. football and talks. And then you start, you know, trickling back into the kitchen at 7 o'clock, you know? Yeah. Getting yourself a second helping.
Where'd that stuff and go?
Where'd that taters
that
at?
I'm going to make myself
taters?
A sandwich.
That's true. Yeah, you yeah. do. You do.
Oh, the sandwich with the dollop of gravy
you
on top.
Have to.
Dude.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank so you, baby good. Jesus.
Just dip
hammer
everything
that.
In the gravy. Just
everything.
Stand by the gravy. Just
so good. Oh, and I should mention, you know, I've talked a few times on the show, and I did last week about mom's gravy. That's like the number one thing I look forward to is
oh,
my
yeah.
mom's gravy. There is no recipe for that. For everybody that's been messaging me, there's no recipe. She just does it by feel, by taste.
Yep. So does my mom.
That's what he's yeah. saying. There's a recipe.
Oh,
he doesn't
there's no
give
recipe.
He doesn't want to give it away.
No, it's the drippings at the bottom of the pan
yep.
where the turkey cooks.
She throws a couple bones in there.
So it's just
exactly.
the turkey. It's just the turkey. So everybody can make it.
You throw some flour in there
anybody
to make a
make
roux.
It.
No,
oh.
it's no, only moms can do this. It's mom's
only
love
moms.
And
true.
Turkey
you know what?
Juice
true.
Is what it
oh,
is.
Roux for you.
Yes, roux
for you.
Yay.
Story's asking which celebrity you would like to invite over for Thanksgiving. This would be a good what's number one for us.
Yeah.
Which, nah.
I don't know who I'd want. Who would you want?
I want Jelly Roll or Post Malone, I think.
Okay.
Would be the two that I would want to have over
that
for
would,
Thanksgiving.
That's a great
pretty good,
choice.
Right?
That's a great choice.
Or Sydney Sweeney.
That's a oh. great
See,
other choice.
With, no, you're just asking for something awkward at that point. Like, don't ask for Sydney Sweeney.
Show her my roux.
Oh, my goodness.
I want Nikola Jokic to come
oh,
for
that's a good one.
That's a
yeah,
great one.
I want him. I think he'd be fun. I think we'd have a good time. We'd watch some horse races.
He is
like,
hilarious.
Yeah.
He is a funny,
we'd
funny
have a
man.
Good time.
Talk about eating 5,000 calories. That's nothing for
I
him.
I know, nothing.
He has his own turkey.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
If you're making that Thanksgiving turkey this year, Katie, this is right up your alley. White Castle is being mocked online for claiming its burgers make really good Thanksgiving stuffing.
Ew.
They say you should just chop them up, add celery, spices, and chicken stock, bake for about 300 and bake at 350 for 35 minutes, and that's your Thanksgiving
what?
Stuffing. They're having it stand alone. I'd rather shove all that into the bird and bake it, but what
maybe.
Do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What
I don't
do you think?
Like the ground beef.
This is where
the
you
turkey.
Draw the line.
I, yeah.
You don't put ground beef in stuffing.
No.
Says who?
Yeah.
Says me. Says Josh.
It's in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. Anything else going on? Oh, if you're traveling with your kiddos for Thanksgiving this year, a poll from parents with kids under 12 found that peak stress hits about 3.5 hours into traveling.
Yeah.
About 3.5 hours in, you're like, done.
Those are some good parents.
We are done here.
Why did
like
we do this?
20 minutes. I'm like, gosh, this was a bad idea. Yeah. Like, always.
Here's your celebrity crap floating around from the weekend. If you had a chance to see Wicked, did you think that the volume was too low? I guess the director, John something or other, says you need to ask the theaters to crank it up when you're in there. He said he went to a couple screenings, and he said the volume was like at a 6. It needs to be up at a 7.
Oh.
That's like the way it was intended. I know.
It's one notch.
So it was just a little off, I guess?
Huh.
Anyway, many fans replied, said that they didn't know that they could request a volume change.
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
I don't think you can go in and say, turn it up louder, can you?
I've been in theaters where it's way too loud. And yeah, I'm like, I can't even hear myself think.
Yeah, that I have experienced, and we have asked them to turn it down. Never have I asked a theater to turn it up.
Can you please turn this down?
But yeah,
Dwayne Johnson. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson also said over the weekend, he goes, "If you go to musicals, you should be able to sing." He's for it.
Oh, and if The Rock sings,
he's like, "You paid money for it. Go sing. It's a musical. You know what you signed up for."
Who's telling The Rock no?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
You see, he's in the new live action Moana.
Yeah, man, he's got the body. He's not even jacked enough for it. He's got a bodysuit on to make it look thicker. Yeah, it's not his normal muscles. He is thick. So yeah,
thick with all them tattoos.
That's a thick rock right there.
Mm-hmm.
Thick.
That's a boulder.
They did make $164 million worldwide for Wicked.
Decent.
Yeah, it was a record they hit, right? And I know they doubled up Gladiator.
Gladiator was about $55 million.
Yeah, doubled it up.
Double it up. Good job, Wizard of Oz. Best news of the day, Adele finishes up her Las Vegas residency.
Thank God.
Come on, you're not an Adele fan? No?
Best news of the
Someone
day,
Someone like you, I thought for sure.
Best news of the day.
Didn't
Let's
even
do
get
this.
That? No.
I
want
to get to Josh's
okay,
song.
Here
Let's
we
do
go.
This. No,
better
I'm
than
not
Adele's.
An Adele fan, Katie. I'm not an Adele fan.
Okay.
No.
Like, who is like, man, I feel like putting some Adele on right now.
Never. I want to be depressed.
Someone like you. I figured someone like you.
Katie, depression.
Katie. Thank you. Thank you.
It's the song. I get it. We get it. Stop it. So our clickbait today, if you make your way to our Facebook page, facebook.com/JeremyKatieAndJosh, believe it or not, this bride has gone viral because I guess she scheduled her wedding on a big football game. Here's Jer on sports.
Oh, yes. I
Oregon
heard about
Ducks
this.
And the Wisconsin Badgers. Is that
Huge
football or
game,
hockey?
Huge game, dude. Football. And okay. The Duckies are number one in the nation right now.
So what she did is she held her dress open, not in a naughty way, but she spread her dress out and held it from side to side. And somebody had a little projector screen, I guess, from their phone. And they projected the screen up onto her
hilarious.
White dress. So it was kind of like a little mini movie screen. So she stood there while everybody watched the game and she was in her wedding gown.
That is
That's
so
hilarious.
Funny. You
Honestly,
know
way to play along.
And I know,
sports
right?
people are so passionate about that stuff. Yeah, that's good on her.
You got to see what Dylan Gabriel's doing in the game.
Way to
right?
be a team player, bride.
That
Good
is really
job.
Cool.
Who?
Hey, Bo Nix, guys. Broncos, I'll tie in. Bo Nix was with the Ducks last year.
I thought so.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
that's where
I've
he came
heard it.
From.
That's
Oregon.
Where I've heard
yeah,
it.
Oregon. Yeah.
So that is our on our Facebook page. Jer on Sports.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.